Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. We're going to talk to the milkman, Milton Williams. Don't call him Milt the Stilt. I got to break that habit.
The milkman.
The milkman. That's what he told us his nickname is last week.
And it's a great one.
Tremendous.
Yeah, the milkman.
He always delivers, as he did at the end of the Dolphins game. So we'll talk to him any moment. We got the grab bag coming up for you. We got clip du jour, but it's a Friday, 1 o'clock, which means time for the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
All right, we got the Patriots, who are 1-2, taking on the Panthers, also 1-2. Pats are 5.5-point favorites. We have a total of 42.5. Kickoff, 1 o'clock from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Since 2000, the Patriots have a winning record against every NFL team except Green Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City, Seattle, and Carolina. But they're 3-3 against the Panthers, so the Pats can reduce that list from 5 teams to 4 teams with a victory on Sunday. If the Patriots hold Carolina under 100 yards rushing this week, it'll be the second time in team history that they have held their opponent under 100 yards in the first 4 games of the season, joining the 1964 Pats.
64.
I don't know what the hell's going on with the Carolina Panthers. First off, there's 2 Carolinas, so be more specific. Also, Panthers aren't an actual species. Instead, the term Panther is commonly called upon to describe leopards or jaguars with melanism. And that's what's even more maddening, is that Panthers and Jaguars entered the NFL in the same season.
Confusing. Yeah.
Ramondre Stevenson is 9th on the Patriots' all-time rushing list. Just think where he'd rank if he held on to the ball. The Panthers' mascot is named Sir Purr. That's the same thing I used to call my ex-wife. There is no evidence that black-colored Panthers exist in North America, let alone North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Sex Panther works 60% of the time, every time. And it's made with real bits of Panther, so you know it's good. Former Panther great Julius Peppers is one of 2 players ever to compete in both the Final Four and Super Bowl. But he lost them both.
Not great.
The cost of living in North Carolina is approximately 1% lower than the national average, while Boston is about 48% higher. So, in your face. The most famous thing from Charlotte is the half-zip starter jackets that everyone had in the 90s.
I had a Saints one.
Hunter Henry might be surprised to know that he enters this week ranked 5th among New England tight ends with 2,370 receiving yards and needs 118 yards this week against Carolina to move past Jim Whalen into 4th place on the Patriots' all-time list among tight ends.
We might hear that again next week.
Jake, daylight come, and you gotta delome.
That's it.
Watch your profanity.
The Panthers are looking to become the first team to three-peat since the Islanders did it in the early 80s. The Panthers were an expansion team in 1995, the same year the Jacksonville Jaguars entered the league.
I heard that.
Carolina drafted Kerry Collins with the fifth pick. The Jags took Tony Boselli with the second, and the rest is history. A history that Bruce Smith would like to rewrite. And we got one more here, John.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. We got time for one more.
Yeah, we have the time. Yeah.
We got time for one more. In 2003, Stephen Davis ran for over 1,400 yards in the season and then continued that success through the playoffs until Carolina reached the Super Bowl. Then he ran into the Patriots' homeland defense, anchored by big Ted Washington. Not only is Washington a massive human being, he's also very smart. He is credited with coining that nickname.
Hey, nicknamed himself. I didn't know that.
And the Panthers do have one Derek on the roster.
Yep.
Defensive end Derek Brown. So Derek advantage squarely with the Carolina Panthers.
I don't feel good about that. The Steelers had the Derek advantage last week, and they won. I think that's the only time it's coming to play this year.
Yeah, somebody had a Derek on the practice squad. It's kind of hard to
pin down. I forgot to check if they were an active
5.5's a lot of points.
Game day player.
5.5's a lot.
That's money line for sure, but yeah, that's way minus.
You're not winning any money with that.
But I'm taking the 5.5. They cover the 5.
I think they cover the 5.5 as well. I could see it being somewhere like, I don't know, 24-17.
24-17, so you like the under. 42.5.
42.5. Yeah, probably the under.
You got burned by the over pretty hard last week.
Yeah, because I don't know how Carolina scores a lot of points. I mean, Hubbard and Tet McMillan are probably both going to play, but they're both banged up. I think Bryce Young stinks, and if Christian Gonzalez comes back and plays even more than 50% of the snaps, I don't know where they... Because they...
Counterpoint, and I understand Christian Gonzalez would be a big addition. Counterpoint, defense has been pretty bad and carved up by pretty mediocre quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, you got that straight.
Yeah.
Now, there's really, what, two good drives they allowed against Pittsburgh? Because they gave him a short field.
Yeah, well, two drives to start the game and then the winning drive. I mean, that counts. Yeah. I don't think Rodgers played great, but...
That's what I'm saying. He threw for like 130 yards or whatever. Like,
yeah, so you're right. Carved up is too strong with Rodgers. They lost to Rodgers. The other two quarterbacks carved him up, though, and those are not good quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, that's Tua true. No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, the first drive, I guess, was a little bit longer than I remember. It was 54 yards, right? The second touchdown drive was like a real touchdown drive by Pittsburgh, where they marched all the way down the field. Then they kind of figured it out in the middle, and then, yeah, the game-winning drive. So you're right. The over, now, the under hit last game just because the Patriots turned it over so many times.
But if they got, I mean, yeah, if they scored on that last drive, the over was going to,
it was going
to
hit. Yeah, good point.
The over was about to hit.
Yeah, I don't think I feel strongly one way or the other on the over or the under. I feel more strongly that the Pats win by more than 6.
So I'm just taking a quick spin here, Vrabel. And so those were the keys. I think it's always safe to wait for
you
want to
do
keys,
that
keys
before you
place any bets. Yeah. But yeah, I'll lay the 5.5 points. I think the Patriots will do that. I'm just taking a quick spin through here. Vrabel is about to start speaking.
Okay.
So I'm curious if we get any kind of insight on Gonzalez. I feel like he hasn't done that on Fridays. He just kind of says what the
injury
report is.
Oh, here we go. This just in on the news desk. Our guy Taylor Kyle's the first I saw to report this based on just what Mike Vrabel said. Jared Wilson out.
Out. So he was there earlier today, and now he's out. So Ben Brown will be your left guard.
Well, and he says,
that's not great.
Christian Gonzalez, Mike Onwenu, and Kalavon Chasen will be listed as questionable. So Gonzalez, he was questionable last week, didn't play, but he's listed as questionable. So the one player who is out is Jared Wilson. So, you know, game 4, you're already going to see a new offensive line, Ben Brown in there. And then on Onwenu, and now you hope that's just like precautionary or whatever, but can't be down both guards. Then the running game is going to be a bit impacted. Because I think Ben Brown will be fine for a game at guard.
I think you can get by for a game there.
And against Carolina, like I think you'll be all right.
Does it change how you want to, like we said, run all over them? They're still a terrible run defense, even with a downgrade on your offensive line without Jared Wilson.
I still like the idea of, you know, Drake May, put him like running around a little bit and let him choose to throw it or run it. And if you're doing that, you're usually running outside the tackles anyway. So I don't think, hopefully Ben Brown doesn't become a huge factor. But yeah, that's too bad because Wilson, after a so-so week 1, looked pretty good week 2. And then last week, I don't know, we were just so concerned with all the turnovers that we spent a lot of time there, but that's unfortunate.
I would still run. You can run on this team, and I don't think the back matters, but I'd like them to hold on to the football, which is why Henderson to me would be the guy to run. Dice sent in a bold prop bet this week.
What do you got?
This is not the Bozo Touchdown. This is
no, that's upcoming. We'll be doing that shortly.
Part of the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. That'll be in grab bag.
Part of Dice's Bozo Parlay.
Well, yeah, I guess he's got his own one going on. Patriots defense, special teams, anytime touchdown. He says they're due.
Well, I mean, I guess so. What's the number on that?
Probably juicy.
Probably
800.
800? Now, they've already ran a kickback. Maybe they can get a defensive score, you think?
Yeah, either or. We'll take either one.
All right.
Patriots. 800 is my guess.
Plus 500.
Oh. Nah, not even that. Not even that juicy.
Plus
500.
Yeah.
Not even that juicy.
Who counts Bryce Young?
Oh, great point.
It is Bryce Young.
Great point.
All right.
I was thinking really almost purely special teams, but yeah, great point.
You want Pats for two touchdowns defense?
Yeah, what's
plus 4,500.
Oh, double dip.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
Well,
you parlay that with Terps over 40.5 or juice it up to 44.5 for the Celtics. Now we're really talking.
Well,
so you heard Keefe's keys to Patriots and Panthers this weekend. You can do what you want with that advice. But let's talk to a member of the New England Patriots here on a Patriots Friday. It is Milton, the Milkman Williams, joining us here on a Patriots Friday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices, everyday tags throughout the store, and save on the items that you buy most. Milton Williams, how you doing this week?
Man, appreciate y'all having me. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's interesting timing to have you on here. This offseason, you almost signed with the Carolina Panthers. In fact, Adam Schefter said it was done at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
How did it all go down in free agency, and how close were you to actually being a Carolina Panther?
No, it was definitely close. Like, everything, like, I talked to a couple of my vets going through free agency. They all told me it was going to happen fast. Like, it's going to happen so quick. Like, you ain't going to know what happened. Like, so, they wasn't lying. So, like, it came down. Like I said, it came down to those two teams. They were calling back and forth, getting contract details and this and that and blah, blah. So, I'm just sitting there waiting to see, like, what's going to happen. And then New England came in, gave me the offer and everything that I was looking for with Coach Graves and all that stuff. Carolina, they didn't want to give me certain details in the deal that my agent was trying to get for me. So, I mean, it really was a no-brainer choice for me. But, it almost happened, but you know what I'm saying? It didn't happen. And, I'm a Patriot now, and I'm trying to do everything in my power to get this organization back where it is used to being.
You know, how big of a potential return would Christian Gonzalez be for your defense on Sunday?
Man, y'all know the type of player he is. And you getting a player like that on any level of your defense is going to give everybody a boost. So, for sure, having him out there is going to help us. Hopefully, he can give us the extra tick to get to the quarterback. And then, the rushing coverage, we work together. So, hopefully, we get the extra tick to get back there. Or, we can call some bad throws and have the quarterback throw him one or something. So, we're just in there working together. It's going to be good to see him back out there. No, we're going to go out there and try to get a win.
How's he looking on the practice? He's been six straight practices, as Keith said, where he's been limited. He's questionable for the game this weekend. How's he looking when you've seen him out there with you guys?
I see him looking pretty good. He went up for a pass today, like quarterback overthrow. He went up. So he's looking like his old self. Let me say that. He looking how he was looking when he was fully healthy back in the OTA. So I'm excited to have him back here. Ready to see what he do Sunday.
What can you tell us about this Carolina offense? I know last year when you were in Philadelphia, you got a chance to play against them, and Bryce Young, Chuba Hubbard, that a lot of those guys on the offensive line. So what stands out about the Panthers offense?
They're just a solid team. They play really clean football. They got a good running back. I don't think he get a lot of credit for the things that he does. I don't think he is as flashy, but he get the job done. He run through arm tackles. He can catch. I mean, he can make all the plays. They got a playmaker at quarterback. He can see it. He can throw it. And, he can run around back there and get out the pocket and make plays with his legs. So we just got to be sound as a defense as far as, stopping the run game, getting in the quarterback face. He's not a big guy, so hopefully we can get some passes knocked down. But knowing that he's a playmaker, and we got to have everybody on the same page to – make sure we get them on the ground and get on the field on third down.
Milton Williams joining us here on Jones and Keith on a Patriots Friday. Now on Fridays, Milton, we talk to you every other week. We also do something called a Top 5 Friday. Keith and I did our Top 5 sports mascots earlier today in honor of Sir Purr, the Carolina Panthers mascot.
It's a good mascot.
Do you have a favorite sports mascot, college or pro, from when you were growing up? Current day, is there a mascot that that you like or appreciate?
College?
You sure,
college,
if you want
right?
to, yeah.
Yeah, anyone
yeah.
you want.
Anything you want.
I think growing up, I always was just a fan of, like, the Longhorn, the Texas Longhorn.
Bevo.
Yeah, he's good.
I was always I don't know why. I was just always a fan of seeing him run out before they get four games and things like that with the big horn. So growing up, I was a fan of the Longhorns. I didn't really have an NFL mascot, really.
Mm. We know you're a big basketball fan, too. The NBA season's just around the corner. Are you going to be showing up at some Celtics games? I know in years past, a lot of Patriots on like off nights or off days during the week usually find themselves with pretty good seats around the Celtics games.
Oh, yeah. So when I came down, I was looking forward to going to a couple games. You know, it was playoff time when I got down. I'm like, man, the Celtics, they finna go back to the finals. And then, I mean, JT go down.
Yeah.
And it was like, man. Because I was like, I think it was the next game. I was going to go to the next game because it was a home game. So I was going to be in the building, but it didn't even happen. So hopefully once JT get back healthy, you know, I'll definitely be in the building for a couple games for sure.
Okay, now right across from TD Garden, actually, is the Old North Church in the North End. Keith?
Is that right?
In the news recently, there was a stolen brick out of the old North Church that's been returned to the crypt because the person who stole it claims they believe it's cursed. They believe that the brick is cursed.
Really?
Do you believe in anything like a curse or anything like that, Milton? Is there anything you're superstitious about, even a little stitious about? Do you believe in things of that nature?
Man, I believe in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I try not to give any of that stuff any attention. So I hear that, I'm like, nah, let me stay away from wherever he was at. Talking about something cursed, I don't want none of them problems.
So yeah, that sounds like something Mac Hollins maybe would deal with.
Oh, good.
Have you
yeah,
had any conversations with Mac Hollins about some of that stuff?
No, he probably loved all that stuff. Okay. I don't want nothing to do with it.
He probably does.
All right, well, speaking of that same topic, who would you say is the funniest guy on the team? Offense or defense, doesn't matter.
Funniest guy on the team. I got to go with B-More. B-More is a character.
Okay.
B-More
nice.
Is a character. So since I've been here, we sit next to each other. Our locker's right next to each other. Man, he just be having fun, man, and it's good to see him back. But he definitely is a character.
Very okay. good. Well, we'll add Christian Barmore to the I know Mike and Wenu, who joins us every other Friday with you, has said Will Campbell, you just kind of look at him and laugh, is what he said.
Will funny, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, nice. Well, it's a good locker room. Milton, we appreciate the time. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keith. Yeah, the brick was stolen.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't have this.
They sent it back, like, unmarked postage. They sent it back, and they're like, it's cursed.
Cursed brick.
They had a string of bad luck in their personal lives. They didn't explain what it was. String of bad luck.
That's just general karma for stealing. Maybe don't steal stuff.
An eye for an eye sort of thing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got it. It's interesting. So he likes, we should have connected the dots. He likes Bevo and he's the milkman.
I also did like, yeah, he likes Bevo the milkman.
We should have, well, I don't know that you could milk Bevo. I bet probably not, but you know.
I also like.
Same idea.
Probably like a lot of fans. You're like, hey, you going to go to a Celtics game? He's like, yeah, when Tatum comes back.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's like,
great point.
They're
going to
play like for several months.
I'll take
like,
them serious when Tatum's back.
Maybe in March. Yeah. Hey, March or April, you'll catch me at the Garden.
Good
like,
point.
Fair enough.
Good stuff from the milkman there. Milton Williams on a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keith. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature. Go back and check out Pop Douglas this morning. Greg asked him a real whopper of a question this morning.
Oh, he absolutely did.
I guess his phone was iffy, and he said, you got to move a couple of yards closer to your phone. You're getting bad service.
You need to move a couple yards off, I think he said.
Yeah. So if you miss any of that, again, AUDACY, get it on your phone. Free, easy, take it with you wherever you go. We will get you the clip du jour coming up. And it's time for Grab Bag.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Grab Bag, Grab Bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time! It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Before we get into everything that is in the Grab Bag, including the Bozo Touchdown Parlay, the Survivor Pool, and all of that stuff, Mike Vrabel was speaking same time that we were talking with the Milkman, Milton Williams. And so he has provided a number of updates, both on and off field updates for the Patriots.
Yeah. So the first one is he came out and right off the top announced that Terrell Williams is dealing with prostate cancer.
Man.
So, I mean, the way they had talked about it and the way that he has been with the team and left the team and been with the team and left the team, you knew it probably wasn't something good. I'm not going to say we had any idea what it was.
No.
But now we have the answer. So he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. That is what Terrell Williams is dealing with. And so we got that from Mike Vrabel earlier today. Mm-hmm. Obviously, take your time, get yourself healthy, and get back out there. He was asked about Ramondre Stevenson. He said, we need our best players to play in the game and do their jobs and take care of the football.
Yeah, because he was asked if there was going to be a playing time discipline, basically. And he's like,
we need our best players to play in the game and do their jobs and take care of the football. Well, he is one of their better players on offense.
But does he take care of the football?
And does he do his job, which is part of taking care of the football? So that sounds to me like he's playing, but I guess there's some wiggle room there. He also was asked about Christian Gonzalez and his performance this week. He says, I think he's taken all of the reps. Then he corrected himself and said most of the reps. Adds the team will see how Gonzalez responds tomorrow to speed work today.
Hmm.
So basically, he's still leaving it open for... let's see how Gonzalez gets through today and reacts to it and his body handles it. And maybe that's not as cut and dry as we thought.
Yeah, I guess not. And then, you know, we had mentioned Jared Wilson being out. So that's like the one.
That was the other one. Yeah.
We already knew that, but he is out for the game. So, yeah, definitely some updates there from Coach Vrabel.
Grab bag, grab the grab bag, bag, grab bag, grab a bag, bag, and another grab bag, get your grab bag.
All right, Red Sox magic number is 1 to clinch a playoff spot. We are looking at the Astros as well. Any Astros loss would put the Red Sox in the playoffs as well. Astros open up a 3-game series in Anaheim against the Angels starting tonight. So their first pitch isn't until 9:38. As for the Red Sox, if they are going to take care of business on their own, they can do it against the Tigers tonight on Apple TV Plus, so listen to the game here on WEEI or the Odyssey app. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI, and Kyle Harrison will be on the mound for the Sox opposite Casey Mize.
There would be something nice about Kyle Harrison getting the win to get him into the postseason.
It would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel great about that would be some nice symmetry, yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
grab bag.
Bozo parlay time, Jones.
Okay.
It is week 4. We've gotten closer and closer each week. Last week, 3 out of 5 of these hit. Still goes down as a loss, but just know that we're getting there. We're getting close.
We're right around it.
I will start.
Okay.
Because I am literally going to start tomorrow, Sunday morning, the Dublin game, Vikings and Steelers. So either we're going to be up 1-0 or we're going to be done before lunchtime.
Yeah, well.
Give me Justin Jefferson to score an anytime touchdown. He himself is plus 155. I know they're going with Carson Wentz, but I don't like McCarthy anyway.
Yep.
Jefferson scored week one, didn't score week two or three. I don't think you're going to keep him out of the end zone very often, so I will take Justin Jefferson anytime.
Okay, I'm going with the highest total on the board. It is now 49.5 Colts and Rams. I can get Puka Nacua for plus money, plus 100. So barely plus money.
Oh, but that's good.
But plus 100, give me Puka. Who are you going with, Billy?
Get the file up. I believe I picked Keenan Allen.
You did.
They're going. They're in New York against the Giants. Give me a Keenan Allen touchdown.
Very
plus
good.
165 is what Billy's going with Keenan Allen. Nick?
Going with Matthew Golden. That Cowboys defense has been shredded by receivers who can stretch the field.
Ooh.
They give up Luther Burden, 100 and whatever yards of Luther Burden, of all people.
He hasn't scored yet. Golden. He hasn't scored yet, right? No, he's had a lot of chances.
Oh, he's due.
Throwing him by like 15 times.
Due.
I like it.
And speaking of due, Terp is going with Steph Diggs, plus 205. So Nacua, Jefferson, Allen, Golden, Diggs. What does that get us there, Keith?
One ham would get you a
1.429, $626.
It
get you a Lego Death Star and half a PS5.
Wow.
So depending on where you're shopping around, it could be anywhere between $1,200 plus, $1,300 plus. Sportsbook Rhode Island has it available right now. It's the Rich Keefe, just my name on it, but the Rich Keefe Touchdown Parlay. You can find it right now, one click, and you can ride that way.
Rename that thing.
Well, that's what it is right now.
This is grab bag.
All right, Survivor Pool. The Jones and Keefe Survivor Pool down to three. Both Nick and Billy were eliminated last week. Who are you going with in week four?
So I have used Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Tampa. I'm going with Buffalo. They're 15.5-point favorites. Don't think, just throw. It's the Saints.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
After going 0-for-2 last year, including week one and then the bye back in week two, I'm not going to do anything differently. I've used Denver, Arizona, and Tampa. So I'll use the Bills taking on the Saints, massive favorite. Terpstit going in a different route. He hasn't used Buffalo yet, but he's going to go with the Lions, also heavy favorites this weekend.
That was the other game I thought about. I mean, at some point in time, you know, you're going to have the Browns breaking through. I know they beat Green Bay last week. Detroit's got to be high off that Baltimore game, so I just didn't feel easy about that one. But they'll probably advance, and we'll be right back here next week.
Grab bag. All right, Ryder Cup, day one, going on right now as we speak. Europe with a 3-1 lead over the United States, although you got some four balls in action right now, Jones.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I got some four balls going right now. Looks like the Americans are up in two of the matches. Europe is up in one, and then they're all square in another. But in the morning round, Europe got out to a pretty good.
Well, it was a 3-0 lead. U.S. won the final match. But yeah, I got to be honest, I have trouble following the Ryder Cup scoring anyway. But watching it without volume silently on a TV, I'm more confused than normal.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
We're hanging in.
Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without.
Grab bag.
College football weekend. You got a couple of games that I would say jump out. You have LSU Ole Miss 3:30 tomorrow. Two undefeated teams.
Great game.
Also of note, Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss head coach, his daughter goes to LSU and just put out publicly on Instagram this week that she is dating the middle linebacker for LSU.
Mm,
so that's certainly
gonna be an awkward
stakes.
Family dinner table.
Penn State and Oregon, number 3 versus number 6 from Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania. That's 7:30 on NBC and Peacock. And then also at 7:30 is Georgia versus Alabama.
Yeah, I feel like that the luster's off that one a little bit, but that's still a good game. This is a good college football weekend now that you get into some conference matchups.
Yep.
So I like LSU. They're favored in that Ole Miss matchup. Lane Kiffin told us to take the over there.
He did.
Yep. I think I like Penn State. Earmuffs, cat. I think I like Penn State.
So same.
At home against the Ducks. Yeah. They are 3.5-point favorites.
I don't love the hook there. Yeah.
But I think just on money line, I'd take Penn State.
Also, UMass looking to play a little bit of spoiler.
Oh.
They're at number 20 Missouri this week, where they are 43.5-point dogs.
Okay.
43.5.
Maybe.
I'll
spoiler.
Take the Tigers, though.
Okay. Yeah, I'd go with money line. Yeah, I'd go with them.
I'm trying to use the grab bag.
Somebody said we never post the Bozo TD graphic. Not true, sir or ma'am.
No, it was there last week.
We post it all the time at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
I think it'll be available on both of those. This was just in the news desk yesterday, but former NFL great Sean Alexander
He and
his wife were pleased to announce that they will soon be welcoming their 14th child.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, you want to talk about a brag of the week.
I mean,
that family. But what do you even...
Logistically...
How big is your house? What do you drive for a vehicle?
Bus?
Hey, we're going...
School bus. It has to be like a van, minivan, school
bus. That's
what
Keith said when we were talking about this earlier off the air. Yeah. So, yeah, you're like, hey, we're going to grandma's house, everybody, for Thanksgiving or whatever. How do you host them?
Like,
Where do you pile them into? What do you do? What's your monthly grocery bill? Like,
you have like the bunk beds that are actually like, they go four up. So it's like eight kids over here.
Yeah,
like
we
12.
Need vaulted ceilings.
It's
much. We have bunk beds on bunk beds on bunk beds.
I feel terrible for the mom, but I mean, she's part of it, likes it, enjoying it.
I'm sure she loves all her children very much.
I'm sure she loves the children. The children are good kids, think.
You know, but she's procreating. It's good for her.
Sure is.
Yeah.
At an alarming rate. But back in the day, that was more common practice. Now it seems, you know, wild.
Yeah.
But
Steph Diggs closing in.
Oh, yeah.
He's closing in.
A little bit of catch up,
but he's not there yet. No. Yeah.
Some grab bag. He's always trying to ice skate uphill.
We were looking at a little 40-40 watch, Jones.
Yeah, we
30-30 watch, that's our thing. Pete Crow Armstrong, buzzard's luck. He's still stuck on 29 home runs to go along with the 30 steals, 30-plus steals, I guess, that he has. Juan Soto, still four steals shy of a 40-40 season.
Yeah, he's out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Francisco Lindor, officially 30-30. 30 home runs.
30 homer?
Yeah.
Dang.
30 home runs, 31 steals. Randy Arozarena, I think, grabbed a bag. So he's at 27 homers, 29 steals.
Okay, 27-29.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, somebody's got to tell him he's closing in on 30-30.
He doesn't know.
I'm losing bets back-to-back nights on this.
32 Long Johnsons, just 28 steals.
Somebody tell him he needs two steals. I don't know who's going to do that, but somebody.
Kyle Tucker needs 8 home runs and 5 steals.
For what, for 30-30?
Yeah.
He has 22 home runs?
Yeah.
He's like 17 in the first month.
I know. He's cooled.
Yeah,
he's cooled.
He's still your guy.
He cooled off.
Yeah. He is my guy.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Grab bag.
Or you want your daily Rafael Devers update for one final time this year? Then we're going to have to find a new daily question.
Oh, we could do it Monday. I do want it, yes.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we could, but he's been eliminated from the playoffs despite a win yesterday against the Cardinals. He was 1-for-4 at the plate. Did have an RBI?
I guess 2 days ago.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, they didn't play yesterday.
All right, well, he was off yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't add to his total. Although, you know what I found out yesterday?
Yeah?
Rafael Devers, who was the DH for many, many games for the Red Sox, if you add his RBIs and you say...
Oh, no. We were doing this math in a break.
No,
this math is so confusing.
Rich Keefe's stats in the foot department.
No, we did this.
The Red Sox DH position, which includes Devers, has more RBI than Rafael Devers. This season,
if you took
that would make sense.
If you took 1 through 59 with just the Red Sox DH production, including Devers, versus Devers' season, including San Francisco,
because it's almost split in half. So I'm saying, like, basically, the Red Sox DHs have had more RBIs.
Five players have gotten to where Devers was when he was here.
Okay. Yeah, but it's only one DH a game.
It's not like every guy. Like, Ref Snyder doesn't get credit for an RBI if he's playing in the outfield.
The
he only
DH
gets credit for the
production.
RBI when he's the DH.
But they've had how many DHs since Devers left?
No, but the point is that position in the lineup, the production
isn't dropping. Are you the only one that was confused by this, Jones?
No,
you're making it more confusing.
I told you it's confusing. I tried to warn you that this is confusing.
The easiest thing to understand. I was way in the weeds on a number of stats, and I left it to just the ribbies. The Red Sox DHs, more ribbies than Devers.
Okay.
That spot in the order.
But it's including Devers.
If your point is they
don't... It is including Devers.
If your point is they don't miss him, I agree.
They don't miss him.
Okay, I agree. Thank you.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're back in action today, but they don't need to be because they have been eliminated. They're taking on Colorado late tonight. But you want to... Yeah, fine. You want to question it, you can question it.
It's over, Anakin! I have the...
Grab bag.
You underestimate my...
Grab bag.
Don't try it.
This math isn't actually confusing. Thank you. I agree. It's pretty straightforward. But Jones, who was the best baseball performer from last night, the 25th of September? The nominees are Nick Kurtz.
Oh,
3-for-5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Freddie Freeman, 2-for-3, 2 home run, 3 RBI. Byron Buxton, 2-for-4, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Seiya Suzuki, 2-for-4, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Nick Lodolo, 6 1/3, scoreless innings with 12 punch outs.
I know it was a loss, but let's go with Kurtz.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, this one should be easy. It's always a horrible way to start.
Okay, good.
All right, this ball player played for only two teams in his 14-year Major League career, the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. He played primarily shortstop, but also played both hot corners, second base, left field.
Okay.
But, I mean...
But mostly shortstop.
He played more shortstop than all those other positions combined.
Okay.
But, you know, if you asked him to play another position, he would do it.
He would do
Unlike the aforementioned Rafael Devers.
He wouldn't refuse it.
Three-time All-Star, a 10th-place MVP finish, and a 24th-place MVP finish. Career highs in a single-season home run, 21, RBI, 102, steals, 20. Although he just missed the 2020 season. He went 19 homers, 20 steals in that season. A career 285 hitter. It's
not Johnny Peralta.
No.
Tiger shortstop.
What do you think he is?
All right. He had a cup of coffee in 98 and 99 and then pretty much played through 2000 until 2011. His final season was 2011. Started with Seattle, ended with Detroit.
Started with Seattle. Okay.
Yeah. Three All-Star games.
Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Come on.
Obviously. He had 10 triples one year.
Does he have a nickname?
Did he have a nickname?
Did he have probably?
He should have, but he does not. Does not have a nickname.
Arcan texted and I looked. Carlos Guillen.
He got it!
Good one, Arcan.
Yep. Carlos Guillen.
Gotta be honest.
He's a good player.
I remember him.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting that anytime soon. Good job, Arcan. They probably beat us to it. Text line and everybody else probably beat us to it. But good job, Arcan.
He's on that old 06 World Series team with the Tigers.
Carlos Guillen.
Yeah.
Your random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll wrap things up and check in with WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Plus the clip du jour next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and it was a banner day. It was a Top 5 Friday where we discussed sports mascots.
Coming in at number third, Blue the Colt. Are you familiar with his celebration, Keefe?
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty much just
thrusting
is a good word for it. Yeah. Air humping.
Yeah.
He'll go down there and really taunt you. Anytime the Colts do something nice, he's
is
just
he another
gonna,
one of these guys too that
he's
gonna
like, thrust right in your face.
Is he another guy that like on a missed field goal he'll like drop down and like
yeah,
fall
oh,
back?
Oh yeah, and he'll just he play dead.
A lot of hysterics.
Yes. He also dominates the mascot football game.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I was unaware of that.
The mascots played like little pop.
Oh, did he?
Kids.
Yeah, pretty sure he's tossing kids around.
Yeah, he stiff armed the kid on the sideline. I saw that.
Even better. Let's move him up.
Oh, Terps made the graphic.
Terp, great job.
Fantastic.
Great job.
Terp.
We'll tweet that out. At Jones and Keith. Oh, at Jones WEI.
Look at G-Wiz. G-Wiz, I feel great about this pick.
Yeah, that's nice.
I also I
was just going to say, I like what Blue's doing to Keith there.
I do not care for that.
Get right in there.
I don't like. Can you blur it at least, Terp? Yeah, so you can go on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. I put it out at Rich Keefe, WEEI as well, on Instagram. And all the mascots are on there. Terp did a great job, but he really did not need to put Blue that spot.
I mean, Blue kind of stuck it to you.
Yeah,
no. But yeah, check that out.
It's a tough look.
Top 5 Friday every Friday.
Only one overlap. We had a lot of different mascots on there.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. Yeah. Only the Philly Fanatic.
Uh-huh.
Well, he went in the inaugural Mascot Hall
He's
of Fame
the
class.
Face of the
so that
Hall
does
of
make
Fame.
Sense. He would be on both lists.
Mm-hmm.
No crossover today, but if there was, it'd be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines, like the new Bourbon Onion Burger. Their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You got to love the Nines. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back on Monday with the Patriots Monday.
What happened?
Week four of the NFL, and hopefully the Red Sox on their way to the playoffs.
They better be.
We'll talk to you Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.